Hare Krishna. So after speaking about transcendental knowledge, now Krishna is glorifying the transcendental knowledge. That is, what are the results of transcendental knowledge? So here is the next glory that Krishna is speaking. Shloka number 36. Api ched asi papebhyah sarvebhyah papa krittamah sarvam jnana plave naiva vrijinam santarishyasi. So here it says that api ched, even if what? Asi papebhyah sarvebhyah papa krittamah. Even if asi, you are papakrit tamaha, the most sinful among papebhyah sarvebhyah, among all the sinners. Sarvam jnana plavena iva. But if you are situated in the boat of jnana, that is knowledge, transcendental knowledge, what will happen? Vrijinam santarishyasi. You'll be able to cross the ocean of all the miseries of all the sins. That's what is spoken here. A very nice verse, you know, which talks about when anyone gets the transcendental knowledge, he can get freed from the sins. That's what is the basic point. But then here, let me put forward a question. Api chet, even if. Why Krishna is using the word even if? And another point that we have to understand is that a person who is purified, then only he can get transcendental knowledge. Then why, how come that person can be called as sinful among all the sinners? How is it possible? So there are some questions here. Api chet, not to understand these two words. The first one is, if one is so sinful, then how can he get transcendental knowledge first? How can he get purified? Sorry. If he's so sinful, how can he get purified? This is the first question. Second, if he is not purified, how can he get transcendental knowledge? Third question, if he has transcendental knowledge, or if he does not have transcendental knowledge, say, then how can he act in that proper position? So these are the three, you know, questions. If the person is sinful, how can he be purified? If he is not purified, how can he get transcendental knowledge? If he does not have transcendental knowledge, then how can he be in his original position? So why is Krishna using this word api chet? Just to glorify the transcendental knowledge and say that even if this hypothetical situation comes, O Arjuna, still that person will get completely purified. So this is what, you know, Krishna is talking about. So Krishna knows how to establish the point. Now, whichever point he wants to glorify, he'll make it very, very emphatic. So here Krishna is saying, this material world sometimes regarded as an ocean of nuisance and sometimes as a blazing fire. So this material world is sometimes called as the forest, which is, you know, ablaze on fire. Samsara Davanala. Now, there is a very beautiful song by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which is sung in every ISKCON temple in the morning Mangalarti at 4:30. So the first stanza, the first line, it says, Samsara Davanala. This entire samsara is actually Davanala. It is like the forest fire. Why? Because so much of misery, everyone is suffering. And no one knows in the forest, if suppose there is a forest fire, no one will know that who set the fire. Similarly, in this world, no one knows where the misery is coming from, but everyone is suffering. So it is called as forest fire. And at the same time, it is called as the ocean of nuisance, the ocean of birth and death. Because it's, if we see, you know, if this properly analyzes this world, we will understand, it is so difficult to cross. Just imagine a person is there in the middle of the ocean drowning. Now, what is the hope of that person to be saved? Because wherever he sees, it's only water. And how much can he swim? For all the four sides, kilometers together, it's only water. There is no trace of land anywhere. And that person is swimming. He might be an expert swimmer. Still, he'll not be able to reach the shore. So this is what is a very wonderful understanding that one should get. Here it is given that in the ocean, however expert a swimmer one may be, the struggle for existence is very severe, very severe. If someone comes forward and lifts the struggling swimmer from the ocean, he is the greatest savior. Yes? Just imagine we are drowning in the ocean and there comes a boat And then with all our energy, heart and soul, we start shouting loudly for help and the person comes and saves us. Heals the greatest savior. But then, what does this boast represent? That we need to understand. One very beautiful shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Samashritaye pada pallava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare bhavam budhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yatvi padam natesham. So it is said that this world, at every step, it's danger. At every step, padam padam yatvi padam. At every step, it's danger. It's like a big ocean of danger. But then, we have a plavam. Samashritaye pada pallava plavam. What is that boat? That boat is the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. Just by getting onto this boat, the person is saved. When person takes shelter of this boat, what happens? The entire ocean becomes vatsapadam. Like a small puddle filled with water. And the size of the puddle is what? The hoof print of a calf. So in this way, just by taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, the person is delivered. And here, the same Krishna's lotus feet are the transcendental knowledge that is given here, the perfect knowledge. Because anyone who attains Krishna's lotus feet, that person will have perfect knowledge. You know, he's on the transcendental platform. So that's what is given here very beautifully. That the perfect knowledge received from the Supreme Personality of Godhead is path of liberation. The boat of Krishna consciousness is very simple, but at the same time, the most sublime. So the boat of the transcendental knowledge, or the boat of Krishna consciousness, or the boat of lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna, is very, very sublime. Very sublime, very, very blissful. Anyone who practices bhakti, that person is always blissful. At the same time, it's very simple. What is there in bhakti? It's all about chanting the holy names of the Lord with attention, complete attention, and with a lot of sincerity and seriousness. When we chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We're supposed to hear it very, very attentively, very meticulously. Now we have to hear each and every word of the Maha Mantra. And then render service. Make sure that we are reading Krishna's teachings, we are reading about Krishna, that is his pastimes, understanding and trying to hear the glories of his beautiful form, his name, his pastimes, his dham, that is his pastime places, and obviously about his devotees. So when we are doing this, we are not pressurized. We don't feel that we are suffering. But the person feels sublime. Why? Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadhanam. Because when the person starts practicing bhakti, very, very sincerely and seriously, when he receives the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through his bona fide representative, Sri Guru, he starts getting new realizations. And every day is an adventure. Every day is a day of bliss. Because at every step while practicing bhakti, he's relishing. He's relishing the bliss of Krishna consciousness. Just imagine, the process is so simple. But then, we complicated people make it more complicated. We have to accept as it is and just practice as it is without putting our contaminated mind and concocting, you know, various philosophies and various ways of doing various things. So in this way, we understand that once the person gets into the boat of Krishna consciousness, that person, he enjoys throughout his life, you know, by practicing Krishna consciousness, and he gets completely purified. Even if he is the most sinful among all the sinners, he'll get completely purified and he'll be able to cross the ocean of birth and death once for all. That is what his ultimate goal. What else is needed? So in this way, Krishna has given another very, very important glory of the transcendental knowledge. That is, the person will be completely purified of all the sins and finally cross this ocean of misery. He continues the same theme now and is going to glorify this transcendental knowledge more in the future verses. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.